We've had such a busy week on the daily circuit that I thought Steph Curtis and I could chat a little bit about the highlights and the lowlights. How about that? Let's talk about the highlights first. It's got to be the fair.
The fair was wonderful.
Yeah.
And I really loved the Climate Cast Hour. It was great to have John Abraham, the scientist, and Paul Huttner there. And we got great questions and some people who are pushing back on things. And John and Paul would push back on their views of climate change. It was great.
It was almost like the gods of weather knew that we were going to be talking about climate cast because we get this torrential downpour. We're driving out there and it's raining hard. And it was like all of a sudden the skies kind of parted and the sun came down.
It was beautiful and the sun came down. I got a cronut right before we went on the show. Yeah.
I thought those things were passé.
They
are
people still eating cronuts? Well, maybe they're passé, but I'm not a hip person, so I'm still eating cronuts.
I went to the Sweet Martha booth and got a bucket full of cookies so tall and wide that I was walking along offering people cookies because I couldn't even carry them. And I ended up, Steph, with chocolate all over my shirt because they were like sliming around in my good. I'm glad you didn't notice that. Hey, we also did a show on not the best universities. That the United States, we're doing this series on Mondays on colleges. And we did a show about why so many Americans believe that we have the best universities in the world. And when you look at the data, it's really not true, partly because a lot of what Americans learn in American universities, we don't retain. We don't test well against the rest of the world when you find out what we know 5 years out, 10 years out.
And some person put up a link to a study that said we only retained 15% of what we learned in college. And so the professors and the students should really concentrate on what 15% you're going to remember and you need to remember.
Right.
But another thing, a lot of people wrote in, they said, yeah, I may not remember everything from college, but I consider myself a lifelong learner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not that 4 years and that's it and all learning ends. There are people that said they were going to go back to school when they retired or they're taking classes on the side all throughout their career. So I liked hearing from people that didn't think of their graduation at age 22 as the end of their education.
You know, it occurs to me as I look back on the week, we did a lot of science.
We did. We did the Garth Sundom about IQ.
Right.
We did climate change.
Right. Yeah. And we were bringing in a lot of science and data and bugs today. Who knew? I put out the phone number on that bug show and the phone lines immediately fill.
What's your favorite
bug? People who love bugs. I kind of like those walking sticks.
Those are cool.
They're really, you know, the way they kind of move in super slow motion, mm-hmm. and then they blend in. How about you?
I like a grasshopper.
Oh.
Pro grasshopper. As long as they don't swarm and eat everything.
This is the Daily Circuit. That's the week on the Daily Circuit. More to come on Monday.